Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And this is Lisa.
And today we are fighting.
We are fighting.
Well, we're not fighting.
But the couple in this dialogue are.
Yeah, they're really going at it, aren't they?
They are, big time.
So today in the dialogue, our couple, Nikki and Clive, they're fighting about some, you know, common things that people fight about.
And that is chores.
Chores, yeah. Stuff around the house. Now, what you guys should really pay attention to today is the tone. There's going to be lots of really good vocabulary, but we're also going to really try to stress, you know, the tone of voice that we use when we fight.
That's right, because a lot of these expressions can have different meanings if you sound angry or, you know what, if you just sound calm.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's dive right in and see what Nikki and Clive are going at it about.
Sounds good to me. Wow, what's with the mess? I thought you said you were going to clean.
I was busy. Cut me some slack. I had a tough day at work.
So tough that you couldn't hang up your jacket? Please, spare me the excuses. And it looks like you didn't make dinner either. Do I have to do everything around here?
Here we go again.
Are you trying to pick a fight?
No, look, I know you're tired with the kids and work, but I've got a lot on my plate as well. So I think you should calm down and just have a cup of tea.
Don't tell me to calm down. I am calm. And don't brush off what I say.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to be more considerate and to do your share around the house. We both work, so it's only right that we split the chores.
Okay, I'll work on that then. But in return, I want you to ease up on me sometimes. Fair?
Fair. Okay, so we just heard that dialogue, and it sounds like Nikki is pretty mad.
Yeah, she's angry at Clive. It sounds like he said that he was going to do something, and then he didn't do it.
Exactly. So when she comes into the room, she says, "Wow, what's with this mess?"
What's with the mess? Exactly. So what's with is basically a really, it's a cool way to say why.
Yeah, or it could mean like, what's wrong with this?
Yeah, obviously she's pretty annoyed, right? As we will discover in this dialogue, Clive said that he was going to clean, he didn't clean. So when she sees, you know, the clothes and the dirty dishes, all she wants to say is, why are there clothes and dirty dishes? But that just doesn't have the same oomph, the same force as saying, what's with the mess?
That's right, because if you say what's with something, it kind of shows your annoyance.
Yeah.
So, for example, maybe I come home from a really long day of work and there are shoes all over the floor.
What's with the shoes?
That's right. Well, what's with the shoes? Yeah, actually, I frequently trip on shoes when I come home,
oh.
So yeah, it's an actual problem.
Well, there's other things, too, that would annoy us, like traffic. You know, what's with the traffic today? What happened?
That's true, right? Or, you know, like maybe a person, maybe someone's being a little grumpy. Like, what's with Connor today?
What's with Connor today?
Yeah. He's so grumpy. Yeah. No. You know what? Sometimes when people like react this way to us, we think that maybe they're kind of overreacting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like Clive feels this way because he says, like, I was busy. Cut me some slack.
Okay. Cut me some slack. Basically means give me a break.
That's right. So slack, you can kind of think of something that's like loose.
Mm.
For example, you hear this word a lot, like if you hear that someone has been slacking off work, right? So they haven't been really working hard.
Right.
But yeah, no, cut me some slack just means give me a break.
Give me a break. And you know, like there are two sides to every story, as we should always keep in mind. And it sounds like he had a tough day at work.
Exactly how tough was it, right?
Yeah, so here's where we're going to get back into tone for a second, because Nikki responds with a rhetorical question.
So a rhetorical question here is basically a question that doesn't need a response.
Right.
This person's just kind of talking to themselves, or maybe they are talking to that person, but they just don't want them to answer.
Well, it's functioning as a statement, right?
Exactly.
You're using a question to say something.
Yeah. So here she says, so tough that you couldn't hang up your jacket. Right? And you guys are probably familiar with this format, right? So, for example, I was so tired that I couldn't do my work. But here, if you're asking a question, it kind of seems like it's an accusation or a criticism.
Yeah. So tired that you couldn't do your work.
Yeah, like, I don't believe you, right?
Right, yeah. So busy that you couldn't send me a message?
Well, you know. All right, but clearly she doesn't believe this, right? And that is why she says, please.
Okay, so one thing I found in China is a lot of people just say the word please by itself, like after you something, which is not really something that we do.
No, not so much. But when we do use it on its own, it's often to show that we don't believe someone or that we're kind of annoyed, right?
Yes, yes. So it won't be like, please. You know, a lot of people, they're always, again, you know, Chinese people, very gracious hosts, you know, always very, 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 very kind and generous. So I did hear, you know, like, please a lot. But in this case, it's going to be please.
Yeah. So we almost like kind of break it down, right? Please.
Yeah, like please. Oh, please.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, but the next thing that she says after please is spare me the excuses.
Right. Okay, so excuses, we all know, we all say them every single day. You know, oh, I was late because blah, blah, blah. I didn't finish my work because blah, blah, blah.
But if someone says spare me the excuses, it means I don't want to hear those excuses.
Yes, exactly. Like sparing someone means to save them, right? So it's almost like save me from having to listen to your dumb excuses.
Exactly. Now here it's kind of negative, right? But it could be a positive thing with spare me. For example, I could say it spares me the trouble of going there myself.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, which means that this saves me the trouble, right? So I don't have to do it.
And there is a really old expression to spare the rod, spoil the child.
Oh, actually, yeah. I haven't heard that one.
Well, it's weird because, yeah, like now the idea of like punishing your children for doing anything wrong, like physically punishing them.
Oh, yeah,
like
that's true.
That's like the worst thing you could do these days. But, you know, it's, again, this is a very old expression and it just means that if you want your kid to be good and not spoiled, you got to tap them on the bum every now and again.
Yeah, yeah. But that's really looked down upon nowadays, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, but going back to the dialogue here, after Nikki says, spare me the excuses, she says, and it looks like you didn't make dinner either. Do I have to do everything around here?
Oh, here we go again.
That's right. So it's probably something that Clive has heard again and again and again.
All right, you didn't make dinner, you didn't make dinner.
Yeah, there's a long list of complaints here.
Yo, Lila.
Yeah.
Now, I think the most important thing here about here we go again, tone. Here we go again.
Yeah, so it kind of sounds like you're not really excited, right?
Right, and it's sort of like, it's almost just going up, because we're not saying like, here we go again.
Yeah.
Here we go again. It's here we go again.
That's right, but it could be a good thing, and if you were going to say it in a good way, then you say, okay, here we go again.
This is like on a roller coaster.
Exactly.
Here we go again.
Right? But at other times, like maybe someone's going to give a really long speech, right? Oh. And you've heard the speech like again and again and again. So
yes.
You say, ugh, here we go again.
Some of my friends, you know, like when we are drinking beer, they forget that they have told me the same story 20 times. So yeah, I'll just say, oh yeah, here we go again.
You know what? It's not the most polite thing to say though.
Well, especially not if you are in an argument with your partner.
Yeah, so Nikki says, are you trying to pick a fight?
Okay, so a couple things to note here. I just said argument, but we could talk about this situation as also being a fight.
Yeah, like a physical fight.
They don't have to, they could be hitting each other. I hope they're not.
Yeah.
I hope they're not. But you don't have to hit someone to fight with them or to be in a fight with them.
No, so fights can be verbal, so with words, or physical.
Right, exactly. But regardless, the verb we use with fight is often pick.
Yeah, so this is a little bit different than start a fight, because if you start a fight, like it kind of just happens. Maybe you throw the first punch. But if you're picking a fight with someone, then you're looking for this fight. You want it to happen, right?
I agree, yeah. Like, bullies pick fights, right? They're going to look around, like, who can I fight? Oh, this guy's weak. I'll go fight him. Or that guy's really strong. I want to fight him to show how strong I am.
Exactly. Or sometimes maybe, actually, okay, a bored person may go pick a fight with someone.
Just for something to do.
Exactly. Okay, but anyways, Clive has said something that's not too polite, so she is taking it as an attack, right? She says, Are you trying to pick a fight?
Mm.
But Clive says, no, no, right? Hmm. Look, I know you're tired with the kids and work, but I've got a lot on my plate as well.
So what is he trying to get her to look at here? Like his fist?
No,
look
actually.
Look at my fist.
Yeah. So look is a really common expression that we use to just say, I want you to like look at the situation objectively, or by objectively, I mean my way.
My way, yeah, exactly. Well, when I think about this expression, I always think about my grandfather, because he would always just, you know, look, and then before saying something. And it really, again, the tone here is really important, because you don't want to just say, you know, like, look.
Yeah.
Look.
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 That's very gentle.
It really needs to be forceful and stressing. Look.
And short. Right?
And short. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look. All I'm trying to say is blah, blah, blah.
That's right. And the next part here, you notice that he says, I know you're tired with the kids, right? Mm. So he's trying to sympathize with her before he brings up his side.
Right. And again, it's going to be like, I know you're busy. I know you're tired. I know. It's kind of like you want to make that no a bit longer. I know you're busy. I know you're tired. I know I'm annoying.
Yeah. So anything that's gentle, right, to soothe the angry person.
And then he has the but, right?
Exactly, the but.
But he has a lot on his plate.
Yeah. And we've done this one a lot before, right? It just kind of means that I have a lot to do.
Yeah, exactly. I'm busy, yo.
Okay, so the next thing that he says, though, is not so good, right?
Mm. Yeah, you don't want... sometimes it just seems so easy to say to another person, like, calm down. You should calm down. But if you are the person who is being told to calm down...
You're probably going to be pretty angry.
Yeah, like, I am calm. I'm calm.
I'm calm. Yeah, and that's exactly what she says, right? Don't tell me to calm down.
Right, right, right. Actually, calm down was another thing my grandfather did say a lot. Just, you know, like, calm down, calm down.
Calm down, yeah.
Settle down.
Oh, yeah, I guess settle down is really common for children, though.
Because they're running around, right?
Yeah.
And so settling would be kind of like, okay, stop running around, whereas calm down is, it's relax.
Yeah, exactly. And so now she's a little bit angry, but she's not just angry about the fact that he said calm down.
Mm.
She's also mad about the fact that he just brushed off what she said.
Ooh, okay. So brush it off. It means kind of like ignore.
That's right, yeah. So you can kind of think about like a piece of dust on your shoulder and you just kind of like brushed it off your shoulder.
Yeah, it's no big deal. Now it's gone.
Yeah. But we can use this in a lot of situations. For example, maybe you could brush off the embarrassment, right? In that situation, you kind of forget about it and you treat it as nothing.
It just didn't happen. You could also brush off your responsibilities.
That's true, right? So you could just like ignore your responsibilities and just not do them.
Right. So again, this could be very positive in the sense of, like, don't worry about what other people say about you. Just brush it off.
That's right. Just brush it off. But you know what? If what they're saying is important, then you probably shouldn't brush it off.
Shouldn't brush that off just yet, anyway.
And it seems that Clive kind of gets the point. So he says, well, what do you want me to do?
Okay. And she wants him to be more considerate. Yes.
Yes. This is a key word, considerate. It just means that you want the other person to think about your situation.
Yeah. I mean, it's very, very close to another word, thoughtful.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Because when you're considerate, you're thoughtful, you're thinking about others.
Thinking about other people. Yeah, exactly, exactly. Now, of course, it's one thing to say that you are considerate or even to be considerate. It's quite another thing entirely to actually do your share around the house.
For sure. And when you're doing your share, you're kind of doing your half of the work.
Yeah, yeah. We have to share the responsibility here. Now, of course, in that case, share is a verb. But here, do one share, it's a noun.
That's right. I mean, you can use it for different situations. For example, if we're eating and someone says, hey, do you want the other pizza or something? I could say, no, 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 I've had my share.
I've had my share. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all yours, you know.
I guess now you're making me think about songs like, oh, I've had my share of regrets, my share of heartache, my share of joy.
Yeah, exactly, right? And it just means like I've had like enough, I've had a lot.
Yeah. Now, of course, there is one other way that this gets used a lot, and that is when we are paying taxes.
Ooh, yes, yeah. Taxes. I mean, we just did our tax returns, right?
Yeah.
So that's all done with now, though.
And it's always the same argument that comes up again and again. Are people paying their fair share of taxes?
That's right, because there are a lot of people that are trying to evade them.
Yeah, and it's only right.
Yeah, it's only right that they pay their share, right?
Mm.
So if it's only right, this means that this is just fair, this is just proper.
Yeah, it's only right.
Yeah, but we can use this in a fight to be maybe persuasive, right?
Mm, yes. It's only right that, you know, if I'm working very, very, very hard, that I should be able to come home and rest.
Yeah, that's true. That is perfectly fair.
Maybe. We don't really know Nikki and Clive's situation. What we do know is that there is another phrase that is very, very, very related to doing one's share, which is splitting the chores.
Yeah, so splitting the chores means to divide the chores.
Yeah, so you mentioned chores earlier on, right? Just the stuff you do around the house.
Yeah, so it's like the cooking, the cleaning, basically this, like, just housework, right?
It is housework. Now, of course, I keep talking about my grandfather in this lesson. He was a farmer, so chores for him were at the barn. You know, like, it would be milk the cow, feed the pigs, scare the chickens, cut the grass.
Yeah, right. So it's, like, different for everyone, right? Just depends on where you live.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. The key here is split, right? It is very, very, very similar to share. It's just, as Lisa said, divide.
That's right. So you probably heard this like a lot with splitting the bill.
Yeah, split the bill, split the chores, split the work, split the credit. Can you split credit?
I don't know if you can split credit, actually.
Obviously you can, yeah. But I don't really know if we should share the credit, we would say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're thinking about work credit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was like thinking about like tax credit.
Tax,
anyways.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Too much money here. Yeah, too much money.
For sure.
Now, speaking of money and taxes, there is another word that comes up at the end of the dialogue, which is work. But it's not just work, is it?
No, it's work on something.
Work on.
And basically it means that you need to improve this. Like, I'll work on my pronunciation.
Mm, yeah, like I've never been a patient person, so I've been trying to work on that.
Oh, yeah? A little bit impatient? Do you hate waiting in lines?
I do not like lines, but, you know, don't work on that. Like, it's okay. It's more like, as we said, it's about improving something, usually about yourself.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? It's really common language in a fight, right? Because you want to say, okay, I'll work on what you said. Like, I'll work on my problems.
Right.
You could also work on a relationship if it's not going so well.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But of course, nothing in this life is free. And Clive is saying, all right, I'll work on that. But, another but here.
Yeah.
But in return, I want you to ease up on me.
Yeah, so if he wants her to ease up on him, it means that he wants her to go easy on him.
Yeah, just don't be so mean.
Yeah, exactly. Relax a little, right?
Why are you always yelling at me?
Oh, so mean.
Yeah, you know, I'm sorry I didn't hang up my jacket.
Yeah. Because, who knows? Maybe his day was really stressful. But hey, when you have kids, you gotta do your share.
That's right. That sounds very fair, which, of course, is the last two words in our dialogue.
Right, yeah, fair. So you can just say it by itself, right? Mm. To say, like, is what I'm saying fair? Is it equal to you?
Right, I mean, well, it's a question, right? It's a question and an answer. Fair?
Fair, yeah. So, like, is it fair, right?
Yeah, is it fair? Yeah.
Is it fair? Yeah.
Fair, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, couples, as you guys, if you are in a couple already, you probably know, you sort of develop your own language. And of course, you also want to save time. So, you know, you wouldn't say, like, does that sound fair? Is that fair to you?
Yeah, does that sound fair? It sounds like you're talking to your boss or coworker or something like that. Yeah,
yeah. Or maybe even like a kid.
That's true,
right?
That's true.
You know,
you're trying to reason with them.
You're trying to reason with them. Okay, you can have the ice cream, but first you have to do your homework. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that sounds fair.
Yes, mommy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this is putting me in a fighting mood. So I think maybe if we go listen to the dialogue, I might just go outside and just practice fighting. Does that sound fair to you?
That sounds perfectly fair.
All right.
Wow. What's with the mess? I thought you said you were going to clean.
I was busy. Cut me some slack. I had a tough day at work.
So tough that you couldn't hang up your jacket? Please, spare me the excuses. And it looks like you didn't make dinner either. Do I have to do everything around here?
Here we go again.
Are you trying to pick a fight?
No, look, I know you're tired with the kids and work, but I've got a lot on my plate as well. So I think you should calm down and just have a cup of tea.
Don't tell me to calm down. I am calm. And don't brush off what I say.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I want you to be more considerate and to do your share around the house. We both work, so it's only right that we split the chores.
Okay, I'll work on that then. But in return, I want you to ease up on me sometimes. Fair?
Fair.
Okay, well, it sounds like although Nikki and Clive were fighting, that they have resolved their differences and kind of ended this fight.
Yeah, it seems like they tied it up quite nicely.
Very quickly.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? Real fights don't always work this way, right?
It's true. I mean, you could almost imagine, you know, at the end, instead of them saying, like, fair, fair, it could be like, fine.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Is usually, when we say fine in English, we usually mean not fine.
Exactly, right? Or maybe, you know what, she might say, like, I do go easy on you. What are you talking about?
Right? And then, so. Yeah, and then they'd blow up and maybe, you know, Clive will sleep on the sofa that night.
Exactly.
But, of course, our dialogue has much more of a happy ending.
That's right. But the big thing that we want you guys to pay attention to is the tone and the pronunciation of what they've been saying.
Yes, exactly. So one of those things that came up was, please.
Yeah, so really just, you know, kind of force it out, you know, break it down, please.
Right. You really just don't believe something that the other person, you know, has just said to you. Like, oh, please, give me a break.
Yeah. And same with what's with, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you got to kind of say it out, like, quickly, right? What's with?
Yeah. What's with Connor?
Yeah, what's with him, actually, you know?
Now, of course, another good one here is, here we go again. But remember, it's not happy, like, here we go again. It's, here we go again.
Yeah, and you could say it, like we said, if you are about to listen to a speech. But you know what? Be careful when you use it, because it can be a little rude.
Yeah, well, it is interesting, right? The tones in English, it's not really tones. It's more like intonation. When we change it from, you know, a really standard, here we go again. Are you trying to pick a fight? When we change that to, here we go again, then we're really showing that it's something. It's, you're not being polite, you're not being formal, you're changing the meaning.
Yeah, you're showing your attitude.
Exactly, exactly. So another good one here is, look, I know you're busy, I know this, but.
But, yeah, so you can always pair those together, right?
Yeah, okay. Look, I know, but.
Yes, but if you don't, like, if you're not fighting, you can also still use look, right? Just be a little bit more gentle, right?
So, yeah, look. All I'm trying to say, when I use this one, it really is because somebody didn't understand what I was saying, or maybe they tried to put words into my mouth. That was my meaning, you know, so I will have to say again, look, I am not saying that, you know, blah, blah, blah. All I'm saying is blah, blah, blah.
Okay, but when you say look, you're kind of showing that the person that you're kind of listening and understanding, and you're just trying to get your point across. But the thing that you want to be afraid of here is, you know what, just brushing off people's words.
Yes, do not do that. Okay, guys, well, that was a fun lesson. I think we survived the fight.
We did, didn't we?
Not too many scratches, not too many bruises.
Yeah, no, I've got a few, though. Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think? You know, obviously, we don't want to ask too many questions about your fights. They might not be all of that fun to remember, or maybe you've had some great fights and you want to tell us how you really stuck it to your partner.
That's right. Or you know what, if you have any tips, you know, for, you know, softening the mood, or maybe, how should I say, getting your partner to perhaps calm down, yeah, then that would be good to put in the comments.
Okay, as always, thank you for listening, guys, and we will see you next time.
Yep, see you then.